Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Okay, Joshua, I love this passage in Mark 7. It's so kind of a fun little story that, you know, Mark picks up in his dialogue and documentary, and he talks about this man who can't hear and he struggles with speech, and he's brought to Jesus. And really, the people are begging Jesus to heal him, which tells me that this man was in serious trouble.
Right.
That this man needed something, that they could not figure out what to do, and that he probably, in some ways, was barely living because of this. And, you know, I can't imagine what that would have been like in the ancient days. But here's the part that I love. So Jesus escorts him to a little private space. And then here's what he does. Like, what? Jesus puts his own fingers in the man's ear. Come on.
Wow, yeah.
And then he puts his own saliva on the man's tongue. Huh. And I just think that's such a kind of a you know, like he's just...
A unique method.
Yeah. And I think some of that is to let this man know there's this exchange process, that Jesus is whole, Jesus is healthy, Jesus is healed, and he puts part of himself into this process, this connection of healing.
Right, and it's really cool because he goes over to pray over this man, basically saying, open up, which in the Greek language is how it could be said to open prison doors, meaning that this man was really closed down and he needed to be freed. So he understood, you know, what this man's situation was and what his needs were, and the ears opened, and all of a sudden this man, he could hear and he could speak in perfection.
And I can't even imagine the freedom he felt in that moment and how amazed and how changed he was. And who knows? I would love to know what he went on to do with his life and everything. But here's the thing. Jesus then tells everyone that witnessed this not to talk about it. And so I know that I would have been part of the crowd that talked about it.
Yes.
Because, you know, you see Jesus sticking his fingers in, putting a spit on the tongue. And then you see this man who had just could not function anymore.
Right.
You see him freed from that. And I'm telling you, that is something I'm going to talk about and say, this is amazing.
The Passion Bible ends the passage declaring everything Jesus does is wonderful. So take time to see how amazing it is to live in the wonderful presence of Jesus who values you. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.